This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's Senate race between Democrat Gary Peters and Republican Terry Lynn Land has produced a veritable torrent of campaign ads. Who's paying for all these ads? Todd Spangler is here to tell us more. He is, of course, the Washington reporter for the Detroit Free Press. And Todd, the Center for Public Integrity found more than 45,000 TV ads for Peters and Land have aired. Michigan's the third highest state for spending in a U.S. Senate race. Why is this?
Well, I mean, I think early on there was a great deal of interest in the idea of this being a competitive race. I mean, from all the polls that we've seen so far of late, it's not. I mean, it looks like, you know, the Democrat, Congressman Peters, has a pretty good edge on this, and his outside spending has come up. But as a lot of money came in early in favor of Secretary Terry Lynn Land, the Republican nominee, the Democrats then came in to balance that. Now they're kind of ahead. It's just, for a while, it looked like it was going to be competitive. So a lot of outside folks came in to spend money on it.
And who are some of these outside folks? Who's got skin in this game?
Oh, you know, when you talk about the folks who have been funding this on the Republican side, you really have to look at Joe Ricketts, the guy who founded Ameritrade and has a group called Ending Spending. I mean, they've spent, I think, close to $6 million on this race so far. They're still in it. I mean, they've still been spending lately. You also have to look at Americans for Prosperity, you know, the Koch brothers, and they've spent about $5 million, although most of that was earlier in the cycle. They've really toned it down a bit of late. They've only spent a little bit really on web ads lately. But those are the two main Republican sources. You also have something called BPAC that has spent about $900,000 on the race. That's active in a couple of different states. And as you mentioned, the National Republican Senatorial Committee also pulled out some money. They actually were in for about $1.6 million. They pulled about half of that out here lately, so they're actually on the downside of that. The Democratic side, you're seeing a lot of union money. You're seeing a lot of money from the Senate Majority PAC, which is Harry Reid's PAC. And you're seeing a lot of environmental money. You're seeing about $3.5 million from something called Next Gen Climate Action, which is the California billionaire Tom Steyer, and the money he's been putting in to prop up environmental candidates.
So dueling billionaires on both sides.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, and more than one. I mean, you see, as I said, with Ricketts and with, you know, with the Koch brothers, and then you, on the other side you have Steyer. Plus, we're still waiting to see money from Mike Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor, who has said he's putting money into both Governor Snyder's race on the Republican side, for Governor Snyder, and for Gary Peters on the Democrat side in the Senate race.
As you said, the National Republican Senatorial Committee yanked more than $800,000 worth of ads for Land, and the group Freedom Partners, backed by the Koch brothers, canceled $1 million worth of Michigan ads in August. Are we seeing that these big deep pocket donors have given up on Terry Lynn Land?
Well, it looks like some of them have. I mean, like I said, I mentioned this BPAC, which has raised some money from Bob Mercer, who's a big hedge fund guy, who's also given money to Koch brothers things. You see a lot of similar people who give to one group, giving to another, and the money sort of moving back and forth, shifting from here, going to there. You know, in some cases, that's a matter of whether they want to disclose certain donors. Americans for Prosperity really doesn't disclose donors, and because they haven't been funding much in terms of 60 days out from the general election, that lets them avoid saying certain things about who gives to them. And I think that's why they've been stopping for some of that in Michigan. You know, you see a lot of the same players in this.
And speaking of a lot of the same, the commercials are hot and heavy when you turn on TV, and I'm really wondering how much of a deep look has been taken as to how effective these are. If voters just eventually don't even, if it becomes white noise because they're so omnipresent.
Right. I think you have a really good point there. I mean, whether or not all of these ads are having the wanted effect because they seem to cancel each other out. I think the fear is that if one side puts those ads out there and another side doesn't come up and try to counter them and even go more aggressive, then you're putting yourself at a disadvantage. It sort of becomes an arms race then. I mean, that both sides just keep putting more and more and more in until somebody, in this case the NRSC, sort of backs off and says, no, we have to spend money elsewhere because we have a more competitive race somewhere else. And that can sort of start to tone it down.
Todd Spangler, Washington reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Always great talking with you, Todd.
Thank you.